and abuse taking place at Pendleton, South Carolina. In Doris Oliver Hildebrand's home on May the 1st, and the interviewer is Audrey Lorne. Doris, where were you born and when?
I was born in Pendleton, South Carolina, December the 24th, 1929.
And who were your parents?
Ada Nash Oliver and Thomas Cleveland Oliver.
And who were they born?
My father was born in the Pendleton area, and my mother came from the Abbeville area.
How about your grandparents? Do you remember them?
My grandparents, as far as I know, came from Abbeville also.
Do you remember other older members of your family?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Who were they?
Uncles and aunts and cousins.
Did they all live around the same area when you were being raised?
Not really.
Where did they live?
Some lived in Greenville, some in Anderson.
Did your family own their own homes?
Yes.
Who were the older relatives when you were growing up?
Uncles and aunts.
Do you remember them talking about their early lives at all when they were small? Or?
A little, not too much.
What kind of things did they tell you?
They would talk about when they first grew up, how they had to farm the land and things like that.
Did anybody in your family ever talk about slavery?
Only my grandmother's sister.
And what did the kind of things that she tell you about it?
She used to tell us how the mother had to work in the house and the field, and how she would steal the bread to bring home for them to eat in her apron.
Do you remember anything else that she said about slavery?
Not really.
Are the older members of your family, were they buried? Where were they buried?
Some are buried in Pendleton and some are buried in Washington and Philadelphia.
Do they have marked graves?
Not really, only these little markers.
Can you remember going to funerals when you were young?
Yes.
How's they different from the funerals we have today?
The sermons were much longer.
Probably got tired.
Yes.
Long.
Yes. Being young.
How about marriages? Do you remember going to marriages?
Not too much.
Do your family have any old photos?
Yes.
What did the parents do for a living?
My father worked at Clemson College. It wasn't university then.
What did he do there?
He ran the dishwashing machine.
What did your grandparents do? Do you remember what they did for a living?
I think my grandparents had a farm and did other odds and ends.
Do you know if they ran or did sharecropping or what kind of farming they did?
No, they had like garden, a cow.
Mm-hmm. Did any of your older relatives leave the area to find work?
Yes.
Where did they go?
Into New York.
What kind of work did they find? Do you know what kind of work did they find?
I remember my brother used to work at the Navy Yard. And I don't remember too much what my older sister did.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can't imagine. She probably did housework when she first went there because that was many years ago.
Right. That's probably one thing she could get work.
Right.
And when they left home, did they return regularly or did they still not come back? A long time.
They would usually come every year at vacation time.
Did any of the family work on the railroad?
Yes, my uncle.
What kind of job did he do on the railroad? Do you have any idea?
I guess he worked as a handyman or whatever they used to call them.
What kind of job drove open to black men then?
So most of the people worked at Clemson College or worked at the oil mill, wherever they could find work.
What kind of jobs are open to black women?
Most of the women worked at the hotel or the college later in the year. And the laundry.
Laundry work. You're lucky to have the college here. That was a blessing, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Because my father, he never went hungry.
Yes.
In other words, there was always plenty of food for us and for whatever kid came around. This used to be the gathering grounds for the kids of the town.
Great. I wonder about young black people. Do they have any ways of earning money when you're small?
Not really, that I can recall. They used to cut grass. Or the people that lived in the country, they would go there to pick cotton in the cotton season.
I was wondering when the cotton was picked, did people go out and get anything that was left to keep themselves? Or
I don't think
so. They ever did that?
No, I really believe as you picked it, you had to have it weighed up or something at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how it went.
Did you ever pick cotton at all?
No, I didn't.
Where did your family do the shopping?
In the town here, or Anderson.
Did you have to pay cash or did they give you credit?
My father used to get credit and pay cash too sometimes. Mm-hmm.
The store is owned by the black people or the whites?
The whites.
Did you buy your own clothing or did you make your clothing?
My aunt made some of our clothes.
What kind of clothing did the people own? Did they have to go meeting clothing and keep that first to go to church and things?
Yes, we had special clothes for church and special clothes for play and school.
Mm-hmm. Did your family raise their food? Did they have a garden?
Yes, my father always had a garden. He always had a garden.
What kind of things did you raise your garden?
Vegetables, strawberries. He used to have a fig tree, a peach tree, and a black walnut tree, which is still here.
Yes.
And potatoes.
And the nuts are good today from the tree? Did you still get the black walnuts?
Yes. Didn't do too good last year.
Mm-hmm. What kind of furniture did your family use? Was it purchased or did somebody in the family make it?
It was purchased.
Did any of your relatives make furniture at all?
No, not that I know of.
I was wondering if you could remember people making, baskets or tools and silks and things like that.
I can remember my mother and my grandmother and my aunts making quilts. I remember that. And crocheting.
Did they have sort of quilting parties like I've heard about? When you were young, do you remember people getting together and quilting together?
No, my grandparents and my mother just did it together.
The family did it together.
Yeah.
Do you still have any of them in the possession of your family?
No, I don't.
But you wish you did,
don't
you?
Yes, I do. I was talking to my aunt yesterday about the spread that my grandmother crocheted. I would love to have it.
What did she say? Were there any musicians, singers, or preachers, things like that in your family?
No.
Do you remember the older members of your family talking about the hard times, like when during the Depression, what it was like?
Not really, because I was born at Depression time.
Mm-hmm.
If they talk about it, I don't remember. I was too young.
I'm too small to remember it, right? Do you remember any tornadoes or anything like that, the floods that happened?
I heard the family talk about a tornado that blew away our house. And at that time, it was only four of us. And they tell me the whole house was destroyed. But the one corner where my mother took my sister and my brother and stood in.
Didn't you have something? Left heart didn't get there.
That was just left thing.
Didn't you say something? Did you ever hear the flu epidemic? And they say it was happened in 1917, 1918, which was around the First World War.
I don't recall.
Did any of your members serve in the World War I?
Yes, my uncle.
Do you remember hearing any stories that he would tell, or did he talk about it at all?
No, I don't, because he left here when I was very young and lived in Washington.
What part did he serve? Did he go to Europe, you know?
I really don't know.
Okay, let's talk about religion. What denomination did your family belong to?
King's Chapel AME Church that's here in town.
Did anybody in your family ever belong to a different church?
Yes.
Do you know why? Have you any idea why they...
No, I really don't. As a matter of fact, I used to go to the Catholic Church.
Oh, did you?
Yes, in St. Andrews in Clemson.
In Clemson, right.
And my aunt, she still goes there.
Who was the minister of your church when you were young?
I don't recall.
I don't know if he had any other employment or if he had his full-time job or not, do you?
I would say back in those days, if you were a minister, you were just a minister, right? Mm-hmm.
I really don't know myself. What other churches are there in the community?
We have the Pentecostal Holiness, and we have the Baptist Church, and the Methodist Church. That's the Methodist Church, I
think. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any churches that used to be that don't exist anymore?
No, I can't.
Let's talk a little about camp meetings. You ever been to camp meetings?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, what are they like?
It's like the people cook up food to make the homemade ice cream. And you have service. And after service, you just walk around and talk and
enjoy yourself. What time did they start in the morning, or afternoon, or?
Started in the morning, it would last all day for the evening.
All day for the evening,
yes.
Okay. Did they ever go to camp meetings and stay overnight?
No.
It was mostly just local.
It was like 4 days or 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Who led the services at camp meetings?
Well, the preachers would always lead the service. And I said, he's more than one preacher, you know, from different churches.
Mm-hmm. Did the different churches here go together to have them, or they...
Yes, mm-hmm. Everybody met at one church.
Well, that
was nice. It used to be the Bethel Church. Everybody, Bethel Methodist. Yeah. Everybody met for the camp meeting.
And they probably had some ministers coming from outside.
Yes,
yes. Can you remember singing much at the... camp meetings? Did they have a lot of singing too?
Yes, they would have singing, yes.
Did you ever hear of singing conventions?
Yes, I heard of them.
What were they like?
Like the people from different churches would meet at this one church and they would sing and have programs. Minister would preach.
But they probably just had a lot more singing than they did at regular services.
Yes, that was the difference.
Mm-hmm. What were some of your favorite songs? Do you remember the songs you used to like to sing?
Yes, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and How Great Thou Art.
Those are still some favorites.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I've heard about Amazing Grace. They sing that.
Yes, and that's the one I was trying to remember. That was my father's favorite.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember singing schools?
Not really. We used to have a lady from the church where they had the junior choir and the other choir, the senior choir. We would sing, meet to practice. Mm-hmm.
Did black and white people worship together?
At that time, no.
What kind of groups did you have within the church?
They had like the, the junior circle and the sunbeams. I remember that's what it was called. They had little clubs like that.
What did they do?
They helped the sick, the needy, and at Christmas time, we used to go sing Christmas carols with the list, though.
Mm-hmm. So they were the kind of service organizations?
Yes.
How about the youth? Did the youth have a group also?
Yes. That was the youth group, I mean.
The youth group.
Yes. And the Jolly Workers. I think they still have
them. Yeah. I wonder, do the men have groups at all?
I don't know. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school when you were a child?
I went to school here in Pendleton. At that time, the school was named Anderson County Training.
And that was located not too far from here?
Yes, we walked.
How long was each school day? About like it was today? Or?
About the same as today.
Who were your teachers?
B.W. Goldman, Mamie Crawford, Loving Good, Johnny Taylor, and Mr. Laster.
And do they live around here? Do they have homes of their own around here, or they usually room with somebody?
They used to room with
people. What kind of training did they have to have, you know?
I believe they had the basic training like home economics. We had home economics, we had English, we had math.
How do your parents, how did they attend school? What was their school like? Do you remember them talking about it at all?
No, I don't.
How about your grandparents' schooling?
I don't know anything about that.
You don't know anything about them at all? Do you remember any of your older relatives talking about their school days? Or?
My aunt showed me some pictures yesterday of when she was going to school. Showed me her, one of her classes. She didn't choose to finish.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same building where you went, or was it another?
No, I really don't know where it was.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you attend school?
Went to the 11th grade. That was the end then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what options did you have after you finished school?
I had very few options during those days.
What were they though?
Well, if your parents had money, you could go to college. They could afford to send you. Not, that was just it for school.
Then you had to try to find a job somewhere?
Yes, which was hard to do.
What was your first job?
My first job, I worked at the theater that used to be here in town. I sold the tickets.
That's so exciting, wasn't it?
Not really.
You didn't like it too much?
I don't like dealing with the public too much.
Who was the first family member to attend college?
My sister.
And where, when did they go? Where did they go?
She went to Tuskegee Institute in Alabama for 2 years.
How did she study? Do you remember?
And she was there. She was majoring to be a dietitian.
She didn't graduate, right?
No, she didn't.
Did your family have books in the home?
Yes.
What kind of books did you have?
We had the Bible, dictionary, medicine, the old-fashioned medicine book.
You know where it is? Did you ever look at it anymore?
Yes.
It's probably a lot of fun to look at, isn't it?
Yes, it was.
I bought newspapers and magazines.
We had newspapers, the Greensaloo, Anderson Independent, the Red and the Black paper, the Pittsburgh Courier.
Pittsburgh Courier. When was it published, you know, the Pittsburgh Courier?
I believe it was published in Pittsburgh and was delivered here.
I see. Mm-hmm. How about this Red paper? Was it published around here? Or?
Yes, it was published around here, I believe, in Anderson. Mm-hmm.
When you went to school, did they talk about Black history and famous Black people?
Yes, we always had Black History Week. We would have that for a week.
And did they read back Black authors?
Yes, we had to learn about Booker T. Washington, George Washington's father, mm-hmm. Benjamin Banneker. We had to learn all of them.
They're very famous people.
Yes.
Were white schools different from the Black schools?
Yes, I understand that textbooks was upgraded a year ahead of ours.
How did that make you feel?
Well, I felt we were being cheated.
That's right. How else were they different, you know?
I think that's about it.
Looks like the books that you had.
Yes. Were passed down from them.
Mm-hmm. When your parents were young, do you know the difference between the Black and white schools then? Do you have any idea? There's any difference?
Back
in the older days?
I really don't know too much about the older days.
Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in your community?
No, I don't.
Did you have a PTA at school?
Oh, yes, we had the PTA at school.
Do you remember anything they did or what kind of things they did?
I think it was mostly to bring the parents up to date on our studies and our behavior in school. I would say that.
Right. Okay, social interaction. What kind of organizations did your older relatives belong to when they were young?
Well, back in those days, it was most like just organizations for the church.
Okay, did you have any burial societies? Did you ever hear of burial societies?
No, I didn't.
A sewing club?
No, not really.
Now, you remember the first people when your family were voted, or how far back they voted when they had elections?
I would say you weren't allowed to vote then. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember hearing your parents talk about it or anything?
No, I don't. It's a noisy morning, isn't it? I'm gonna close this door.
Okay. You
go
ahead. Did you know of any free Negroes before the Civil War? Did you have your own freedom? Did you know of anybody like that? Did you hear of any?
No, I don't recall.
You remember talking about the Civil War at all?
No, I don't.
What did the older relatives tell you about the way white people treated blacks?
They didn't really say anything because I imagine there was nothing to really say around this area.
Right. We just didn't talk about things like that.
Right.
Did they ever tell you how to behave around white people though, or anything like that? Yeah.
No, they didn't.
You ever hear about him, Negroes being lynched at all?
Not in this area.
How did married couples and the family treat each other? Was there one that was sort of both the family, or was most things, you know, done equally between a husband and
I would
wife?
Say they were equal.
Well, you should be, right?
Really?
Do you remember of older relatives talking about black women who had relationships with white men?
No, I don't. I believe back in those days that was so shut.
People didn't talk about it. Too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If they did, the youngest couldn't hear it.
Right. What did black people think about the mulattoes? They were different from other blacks.
Everybody was just accepted. As you were, whoever you were.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you lived in a really protected community, didn't you?
I guess we had no other choice, because
right.
there were members of this family that could have passed for white.
Mm-hmm. You didn't feel like they were treated any different than anybody else, right?
No, I remember an incident. My uncle came from Washington one summer. And every time he came down, he always wanted to take us to Anderson, just walk around and visit relatives, buy us candy and stuff. There was a bus used to pass in front of the house here that you would get about 8:30 in the morning, and then you could come back home about 12:30 and a later bus. So we got on the bus, he paid for us, and the bus driver told him he didn't belong in the back. That was the time when you had to ride in the back of the bus.
Right.
So my uncle asked him, why not? He says, because you're not supposed to be back there with those little niggers. So my uncle told him, excuse me, those little niggers are my nieces. I remember that.
And back he came, right?
He sat right down with us.
Right. How did that make you feel, though, when you had to ride in the back? Didn't you have any resentment for not so long?
Even with the resentment, there was nothing you could do about it.
So you
just knew where you had to sit and that's where you sat.
Can you remember anything about the Indians at all?
No, I don't.
Where all did you go besides when you traveled? Did you go to different places to shop and do different things?
We would always go to Anderson, Seneca, sometimes to Greenville.
Did you go more for the shop, or did you go for other entertainment or other things?
For the movies and the shop.
What kind of celebrations did you hold in that community?
We would have the 4th of July and Christmas.
How would you celebrate 4th of July?
They would have, over at the schoolyard, we would have baseball games and selling the hot dogs and things like that. And May Day, I forgot. We used to have a May Day at the school, so wrapping the maypole.
Yes. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Did they have parades?
Not that I know of, no. It's just recently Pendleton has been having parades.
How about your Christmas celebration? What was it like?
The best. Waking up early in the morning with the big, beautiful Christmas tree and all the presents.
You say you went to other people's houses and sang Christmas carols?
That was from the church. They used to go and sing. Mm-hmm.
How did you celebrate your birthdays?
My mother always tried to give us a party, invite the neighborhood kids, cake and ice cream, play little games, pinning the tail on the donkey, and little games like that. And we always had things to do outside, horseshoes, croquet.
Do you remember anything about hot suppers?
No, I don't.
I think it must have happened, you know, a long time
before
ago.
Before my time.
Yeah, What were your mother's most prized possessions?
I think our most prized possessions beside us kids was the things my father used to give us. Mm-hmm. Like on their anniversaries or whatever.
What was your father's most prized possessions?
Making us kids happy, I would say. Because he really tried. Besides working, he would do odd little jobs at that time. In his spare time, he would wash the students' cars for them, clean floors for some of the families in country.
Make money.
Make extra money.
Right. I think you like your father pretty well, don't you?
Yes, indeed. I wish he was listening then.
What adult did you most admire when you were a child?
I used to admire my aunt and her big fancy hats.
Did she live away from home and come home to visit?
Yes, yeah, she lived in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm.
They used to wear beautiful hats, didn't they?
Weren't they beautiful? Mm-hmm. They're trying to bring them back, but I don't think people appreciate them like they did in those days.
Yes, they definitely do. Go around and do this.